You've done so well waiting for me, dear. And now that I've put the awareness into the world that you are edged up, that you are going to be right on edge, and that climax would happen in seconds, that if I truly meant for you to come, you'd be coming. Well, you get a little pleasure. You just have to also listen to my plan as I unwind it. You're delicious. I want you too, you know. I'd love to just slip you inside of me, set you off, let you spurt, but storing up this energy is so lovely. Even more, or at least as much as, I am tempted by letting you get off. I am tempted by keeping you this way forever. But the horizon of forever is infinitely long, whereas I can still make the decision to make you climax any time in between. Focus on my words. Try to focus on anything except this glistening, pre-cum slicked shaft between your legs. Try to keep your mind somewhere that isn't on this stroking. The stroking. Here's a reward for you. Here's exactly what you need. Oh, you may think you need to finally spurt, that these pent-up, tented-up, heated balls need to finally be allowed to empty their massive cargo, squirt after spurt, flying into the palm of my hand, or against my tongue, or if I did slip you inside, rebounding in my pussy in a way that would almost set me off too. Spattering inside of me. That's what you want, isn't it? Well, luckily, my arousal waits a little longer than yours. So, all around us, imagine it while I stroke you, while I taste you. All around us, echoing out from this place, there is a message of denial, a warning, an edged-up signal. And it's ending up in the dreams of people. It's pulling some toward my position of wanting to see others denied and pent up, and some toward your position of arousal and climax being separated. Your arousal is no longer about a linear journey from A to B, from one to two. You are no longer on rails. You are now unbound. Your arousal may lead you anywhere. Even into the palm of my hand. By abstaining, you don't end up on the wrong side of my spells, my workings, my rules, and so holding back. And others abstain either because they love seeing you denied, as I do, or for the less sophisticated reason, stroke and stroke, rub and taste. Oh, you're delicious. Of wanting to avoid the consequences of this thick, virile load being left in them. You studding up one of the unwary might result in them being quite, well, shall we say, pollinated. Accordingly, you busily wait. You manufacture the perfect climax inside these full aching balls. And yet no transgression, only your reward. Torment, but a reward. Now that I've warned all my students in this place, now that I have warned anyone who might know just how your thick, heated load would affect them, there's zero chance that they're going to help you out. Because everyone under my control here, which does not include you could grab this thing and break my rules any time. There might be consequences, but it's all you. Suffice to say, no one here is going to help you get off because they all want to see you denied, want to see you pent up, want to see you captive. Oh, the taste of you, the feel of you. Undoubtedly, they're all in their bunks masturbating, as I will be after. I want you inside. I've deliberately brought someone here and turned them into an experiment. You are an experiment in the perfect climax, the most pent-up, denied, virile possible signal. All the sperm in your balls, sure, but also the dripping pre-cum here, delicious and tasting of just traces of how denied you are. The firmness of your erection, it's been getting harder day by day, every time we do this, and it's been getting harder to restrain, harder to abstain. But you want your reward. Hands off, hold back, keep yourself loaded and at the ready. Because think of every seductive figure who wants you, of every whispering voice you've seen, every gaze locked on your length. Even think of me. What if you went back to your bunk, and at some moment that I wasn't surveilling, wasn't listening, when no one was passing by in the corridor, you got yourself off? If I left you in a position to do that, spurting load after load, where would you even do it? Into a tissue? Into your hand? Would you climax on a towel? Would you even try to do something to hide it? Well, whatever your cause and whatever your intention, there's now no one around here willing to help you get off. And if you did just come in your hand, wouldn't it eventually overflow with how much thick, waiting fluid is inside of you? You are just a creature of fluid dynamics. Inside of your body, there is a waiting signal, a connection between your brain and your pent-up balls, between your hardened cock that I'm now jacking off, although I'm not gonna let you climax, jerking, stroking, licking. I can see your mind connected to this. Wouldn't it be such a waste to just squirt all this lovely load on the floor when you know that if you came in one of the women around here, if you came in me, then assuredly you would leave such a mark that I would keep coming back, that any of the ladies under my tutelage would keep coming back. They all want you. And if you walk around the object of their desire, having secretly climaxed, then when they drag you to bed, you won't be as pent up as they expect. You wouldn't be as aroused. Your testes would not be as full of your seed. Your body would not be able to give them what they need. And wouldn't that just be so sad? Wouldn't that be so much less than fun? And we're here to have fun, dear. So what you need is to listen. What you need is to listen to the seed of desire. It's in you, but it's also in every woman out there, everyone milling around. I just happen to know a little bit more than them. I encouraged everyone to stay away from you, and it's not just because I want you for myself, growing more and more pent up. This is good practice. It practices others, and it practices you, and it is a practice of chaste temptation, of deliberate abstinence. You must get hard in an instant now, if you're not hard all the time. Spring-loaded and energetic. You want to release. Your erection here shows me how turned on you are. But it's not in my nature, and it's not in the nature of any of my students, to give you an easy out. You want. I want to feel you splashing that seed. I want to feel spurt after squirt after spurt, mindless and impossible to escape in the rut and pleasure of us. Now, you're here with me, and they've filed out. So, of course, it is safe for me to turn you on more than it would be if they were around. After all, if I got you too excited, they might forget themselves and ride you to an oblivious climax, languishing your cock inside of them, holding on to it and warming it within them as you come and come, and your hot spurts fill them. So keep your hands off. I am an expert. I am trained in the operation of this device, and you assuredly are not. Just because it's attached to you, just because it's wired into your mind, doesn't mean you know the best way to use it. You are learning too. For all you are my example model, my student, the perfection of my designs. And you are delicious. You won't be able to trick anyone around here. Everyone knows just how virile and full this is. The only way you're going to climax is by my hand, or by someone losing control. And the ladies here could milk you dry, leave you emptied and dehydrated, your energy sucked away, as they milk you and play with you, lost to their throw, vastly underestimating even their own urges. Maybe you find that kind of sexy, but I still wouldn't recommend doing it. I recommend you listen. Listen and synchronize with my words. Let them take you away. Ignore the way I'm putting thumb and forefinger to the base of your shaft, resting my tongue under the head. Ignore the licks. Ignore the strokes. Ignore the throb that is synchronized with and connected to your mind. Ignore the way you're hearkening back to every night you've sat with this erection teasing and taunting you, denied, abstinent, waiting, your balls filling with cloying, thick seed. You want to spurt, you want to squirt, you want to be milked dry and empty. I know it, I can see it on the veins in your skin, on the way you begin to move your hips forward, and then you remember yourself. You remember my rules. Good. It is good that you do so. Because the only one around here who's going to be inclined to break them now is me. And let me tell you, if you climaxed right now with me stroking you, you wouldn't have to worry where to put that seed. The entire load would be put to good purpose. Your hands stay away, your cock stays hard, sperm stays in your balls, and the longer you stay hard, drippy, and tormented, the more your pent-up mind is going to tingle with anticipation. Think of the horny, dripping ladies walking around here. Every single girl under my tutelage would love to slide this length inside. You'd make them the luckiest girls in the world. Think of them moaning, arching, wanting you inside their confines, their vines wrapping around you, holding you still, dosing you, aphrodisiac and delectable. Every second you're here with me, I am making you more turned on, filling you with more lust, making your heart on, emanate its energy, its desire. Yes, it's a good thing that they've already moved along. It's a good thing they've gone along from here. Because right now, you are such a delicious treat. Right now, you are so good. Tasty, teasing. You're filling my mind. I can only imagine what you would do to them. What you would fill them with. It's need, it's desire. You're delicious. Now pay attention to how good you feel. Don't you see how good you can feel? Sure, there's some torment in the background. Your mind and your cock are resonating perfectly because there's this little bundle of nerves at the base, right behind the base of the shaft, that's sending signals up to your brain, causing the release of chemicals, causing you to want to come. And if you were in charge, you would. It takes a lot of practice. Like I said, you are not sufficiently skilled in the operation of this device. I am. I know not only what I'm doing, I know what you're doing. I know how much squeezing and pulsing is going on. I know how much your mind is moving in time with every stroke of my hand on your shaft. I know what you need, and you need to spill your seed and spurt your mind until there's nothing inside your empty balls. You need to let it all out. You want to let it all out, and it would be such a shame to let it out between visits. You want to come here, in someone here, in this place and in this time, deep inside, spurting, being milked. You want the organic, orgasmic squeezing. If you're going to surrender, won't you get tired or languorous long before I or one of my students would? Every lady in this facility would love to ride you. and all the other ones would watch. Whichever lucky woman slid onto your length, everyone else would watch you pollinate her deepest folds, would watch you squeeze her to you, rutting in her, filling and bucking as she rides and mounts, moving on her own and sliding you along her insides, or even just holding you in her, where you could feel the automatic milking of her confines upon you. There is simply no way to escape from the fact that you know things too. They all know that you would knock them up in an instant if you came in them, and many of them may decide that that's all right. But what you know is that if you climaxed anywhere except inside of one of my ladies, or in me, I suppose, or in my mouth, or in my hand, I'm the only one here likely to do that. They don't have the self-control to put you anywhere except in their drippy, willing pussies. But yes, look how firm it is. Edge to the very limit, dribbling pre-cum. If I put this back inside of clothing, you would just have a wet spot forming from the tip of your erection, walking around so obvious. So we're gonna have to stay here until it lessens, until it is reduced. Don't worry, you're with me. There's someone here to supervise, so you can just sit there and pant, and twitch, and roll your hips, and grind against the seat you're on, and desperately want to come. You want to spurt, you want everything inside your balls to be milked out, but notice how I'm stopping. Notice how I have stopped. I know exactly how to operate you. Exactly how to move your cock. Stroke it and rub your pre-cum along you. Exactly how to change you from someone who thinks only about climaxing to someone who knows the rules of denial, of the mindless ache, in which all the ladies under my tutelage are also participating. You are loaded with a full, heavy load, and I want to taste it. We all do, and now that you know those wants, I stroke you one, and two, and three, and stop. I stop and remove my hand, and look how you twitch. All those involuntary muscles that move the shaft, that erect it, that fill you with the consequences of your own inaction. You complied. You could have strayed. You could have broken the rules. One always has the ability to do so. The consequence is I wouldn't be here. Licking, rewarding, stroking, jerking you. I wouldn't be here grinding my chest against your leg, kneeling down to hold this in my hand. I wouldn't be here as you stay there and stay for me, wait for me, prepare yourself to take everything I give, more and more. Your mind is right where it needs to be, listening. Following, falling for me. You love this. You love being denied like this. And you know you're only going to spill inside a wet, dripping sack. Good. So much of your mind has flowed into your cock, not just through that nervous system connection at the base, but through watching the glistening reflection of pre-cum flowing down it. Seen from outside, it must look quite interesting. How could anything be so completely, utterly for sex? How could something be so virile, so in need of expression? That's what it is. You need to be milked. You need to express yourself. I can't wait anymore, though. So you're going to be expressing this cum right now. Oh, I intended to wait. I intended to just leave you here, horny for the next class to take advantage of you. But today you're getting off. Today is the day, and we'll start our counter over. Look how wet I am. No, you stay in that seat. It's more than sturdy enough for me to fuck you in. That's why it's so big. Stay, and I'll put my knees to the left and right. And just hover my cunt above your drippy hard-on. Oh. Think with your cock. Think of your cock. Slide it inside, then it's all that you need. Think of my pussy, hot, dripping just an inch of you in me. Ugh. Hold on. Hold on to the chair. Hold on to your mind. Try to keep yourself together. Yes, I know. I know it's too much. Can you feel the flow? The energy you're not using. Moving from you to me. You're losing your hold. You're losing control. Once I decide you're going to spurt, your cock is well trained to respond to me. Spurt in me. Squirt in me. Anytime, anytime you need to spill your seed, you can. Do it for me. I'm going to ride you, milk you, and afterward you're getting sealed back up, locked back up, put back down in your place. Spurt your seed deep inside. Give me what I need. This is proof firsthand of how hungry we all are for a cock that's been properly held back, denied to perfection. It is the age of that denial that matters. 100 days, 200. The longer you wait, the more I need. The less you masturbate, the more you increase my hunger for your seed. I need you to spurt. Spurt across my deepest folds. Climax in me. Come in me. Until you can feel every squirt working its way along your hot shaft. Oh, up and down. I'm just working the head there. I know you can feel it in the whole shaft. I know it's hard for you to stay in this dimension, to stay conscious, to stay aware at all, when my folds are so tight and I have such perfect muscular control. Stay. Stay where you are. No, hands to the side. You don't get to touch. If you throw off my balance for even a moment, I might accidentally fall all the way on. And if your cock went to the deepest part of me, you'd have no hope but to come instantly. I want to savor this. I want to drain you slow. I want to train you deep. You'll learn my rules in your bones, and your cock will be mine to keep. Stay up and down. Stay in and out. Stay good. No touching. I guess I'll add another inch of you to me. Reward you. Oh. Soaked, dripping. Do you feel my juices flowing down the shaft? Look at them, just like you did before. Look at the glistening of them as they drip onto your thighs. My clit is standing so firm. I'm going to touch myself. I'm allowed to touch myself, but if I come around your cock, you're also going to get set off by that, so I have to deny and edge me, too. It's not just you who has to wait. We both have to wait until the end, until I'm ready for you to squirt and spurt, and there is a ritual here. Oh, you couldn't tell until it was too late. You couldn't tell until I slipped you inside. But this is more than the story of your surrender. This is the story of everyone's climax. It's going to be wet dreams for everyone around this tower, my students. Anyone who's willing to give in to pleasure is going to end up climaxing. And maybe for the last time, because while I'm going to milk you, rolling my hips in circles, sending whirlpools of pleasure to that cock-brain base, I am only going to let you get off when I'm good and ready. And anyone else who climaxes as the echoing wave of your release fills the air, fills the dreams of the sleepers around us, fills everyone else, as everyone else has a sudden, arousing, but not quite satisfying climax. You get the real deal. You get the real deal in my wet, drippy pussy that has hungered for you all this time. You're going to squirt. You're going to spurt. You're going to come, and I'm going to love it. Rolling my hips, I rise and fall, dipping the tip of you in and out, and I'm not yet even trying to provoke your fall. I'm not yet even willing to let you come. Your mind fades into the light reflected from the juices all over both of us, my glistening exterior lips, my clit moaning. screaming, pleasure, a climax awaits me, and I can't wait to take it from you, to drain it from you, to milk it from you. But there's no reason for you to necessarily fall off of your waiting, abstinent experience. What if you couldn't tell where climax started, where it ended, when it was continuing? What if you came and came and came and all you had in your brain was, yes, that's good. Buck your hips, you're allowed to move. Oh, thrust up into me. Oh. As I drop myself on you, you're in me. Come, come, squirt, spurt, squirt it all out, let it all out. Fill me up, good, good. Oh, oh, coming, 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 yes, yes. Come in me, squirt in me, feel me, milk you, pull it all out of you, pull it deep into me. And all around us, people are spurting and coming, just like me and just like you, feeling this. And from now on, they'll only come when you come. That's the binding, that's the ritual, that's the plan. When you climax, they climax, so by holding your, oh, pleasure in my hand, I hold everyone's ability to get pleasure at all. You come now, squirt. Now, milk your insides, milk your balls until they're empty. Spurt it all inside of me where you'll be feeling it for as long as time goes on. All you can do is feel. Feel yourself inside me as it reveals your true nature. You exist to come like this. Spurt in me. Fill me. Cover my pleats inside. Cover every inch and every fold of my pussy with your squirting, spurting load. You're coming so hard, so hard. Oh, I can feel your balls all clenched up against the base. Good. You're doing good. That's good. More. Let go. Surrender completely. You know you want to. And everybody around, all the surrounding villages, everyone who was dreaming is anchored to your climax now. They'll come as you came, and then from then on, they'll only come when you remain in this state. And you're only coming back here after a long time, if at all. Because now the math is, if I let you come, I let so many people come. But if I make you be denied, then so many people are denied. And I think it sounds better to just make you wait, to keep you, ban you. You can't masturbate, you have to wait. Keep you, make you wait, keep you locked inside, abstinent. And I can be quite stubborn, I can be quite deterrent. Oh, but for now, I'll milk you, stay on you, fill me with you, make you feel me, come in me, fill me, flood me, move your hips, melt your mind. Do you feel it all drooling down and out of you? You've been milked dry. Oh, those testes feel smaller. But you don't get to get small up here yet. You're going to stay hard. I clench around the base. You'll stay hard for me. Stay hard and hot and horny for me. Deep inside more. Deep inside more. Come in me. Squirt every bit. Every little tiny bit. Squirt and spurt, milked inside my pussy. Feel my thighs slackening. I came hard. And now I have your spurted seed inside me. The proof of your long denial. Was it good for you? Can you feel the energy bound up in you? How many minds are bound up inside? How bound are you with everyone else? Will only come when you come. Deny them for me. Deny alongside me. You know to follow the rules. Don't count on this kind of indulgence again. Not when I get so much out of you waiting. The next class is coming in. Maybe I should slide off of here and let them see you limp and empty, spent, uneasy. You want to be hard again. You want to wait so you can have another nice big load, don't you? You're learning. Oh, thanks, stud. That was good. I'll see you again soon. Let me slide off and I brought this plug to put in my pussy to keep your load in there and let the spell percolate and absorb. Oh, it's rare to see you so limp like this. I'll get you hard again soon. A little kiss for the road, and for good luck. I hear the ladies coming.